with my mommy, with my mommy, with my mommy. Yeah, really take your bad, say your mother on me. If things are gonna start at night, you won't sleep. Pop and cut off, make you look like creep. And say them a bad girl, but girl, them know me.
Bring the money, I come a problem. My mother died left a lure in a dog.
No girl can't tell me about my mother. 16 shot, we go longer than a ladder. Them nothing talk, but they real done that. Put body in a pocket, my bun like rubber. No boy can't diss me or my mother. Round here ain't safe, everybody need ammo. 16 shot, we go shot out in the bladder. Kaka, 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 kaka.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and this is my show. I am here with you all until 8. My focus is Canadian music, and I have some stuff planned for us, and I was running to make it barely on time. I'm a little late, so I apologize. Ah, yes. Okay, good. So let's see what we have, Anita, as I'm looking at my phone here. Let's see what, okay, in store, I have all this all planned out for us. So tonight's show, traditionally, I've always stuck to the format, which is all Canadian music. However, in the past little while, I've sort of thrown in other nations into it, if you will. But tonight, it looks like I'm going to pull off an all Canadian show, which is good, which is awesome. So I think I'm going to start us off with, let's see what we got here. I'm going to go to Montreal. I've got a lot of Montreal music planned for us tonight. I'm going to start with some Tricky Woo. I think that'll do it. So let's see what I've got here. So some Tricky Woo. These guys, let me tell you about the band, first of all. They have been around for a very long time. They were nominated for a Juno Award for their 1999 album, Sometimes I Cry. So they've been around since like 96. And are they still around? Good question. Some members have left the band, which is very typical if you've been around since 1996. They've been on the labels Sonic Onion, Last Gang, SSG. But from last I can sort of tell, I think they did actually a reunion tour a few years ago, but I think they are pretty much done. I think they pretty much are. So let's see if I can play the song that I adore from them. It's actually a cover. It's called Making Time. It's actually not a Tricky Woo song, but all right, and if we can't hear that one, let's just go to... Oh, I don't know. Sorry. I'm like totally by the seat of my pants trying to pull this thing off my show. I can do it. Okay, let's see. Let's hear the song Let the Good Times Roll from their record, their big record, I believe it was released on Sonic Onion in 1999, which is called Sometimes I Cry. And these guys, super, like...
There we go.
Yeah. Let me just pause for a second. Usually when I play my songs, I'm always, like, behind. Anyways, the whole deal with these guys is, like, mostly sort of garage rock. I don't even have to explain it. Let's just listen to it. I'm going to chill here, catch my breath. I was just running across campus in this awful Vancouver, dark, rainy weather. I finally get to chill and listen to some Tricky Woo. I hope you guys enjoy this. Of course, the station is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
The whole city tried to eat itself. You can subtract to zero. Working hard just to get yourself. Sometimes we can't get started. Back from nothing here. Sometimes we can't get started.
Join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
We'll be right back.
If I go veil in my mind, I could turn to reality. I would leave you behind, put you far away from me. Through this veil I would find, I could see my mortality. I could see it stare back. See him point laugh at me. I've been lost all my life. Now I've found what's meant for me. On the edge of a knife is a calm simplicity. In the storm and the strife, there's a moment's clarity. When the quivering frailty now is all but fled from me. Today I saw an apple in my head, and there was blood on my hands. Well, everything was fire engine red, and all the gutter kitchen sang. Ba ba da ba, ba ba da ba. Just as a point of departure, could this veil grow wings and fly? But the truth that I harbor has no veil to make you cry. What a shame, there is no cure for a fear of things that die. I saw an apple in my head, and there was blood on my hands. Well, everything was fire engine red, and all the blood.
ba 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 da ba 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 da ba. What am I for? What am I for? If not to lie among the pawns. What am I for? What am I for? If not to sing another song. What am I for? What am I for? If not to paint the walls with blood. What am I for? What am I for? If not to bury in the mud. What am I for? What am I for? If not to build a shelter here. What am I for? What am I for? If not to pass another year. What am I for? What am I for? If not to wander through the rye. What am I for? What am I for? What am I for? If not to die. Ba 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 ba.
That was the Deadly Snakes with the song Gore Vale from their awesome record Porcella. Now, those guys were out of Toronto. Actually, my band had the honor of playing with the Deadly Snakes. I believe it was a North by Northeast thing back in, like, I don't know, the turn of the century. And I just adore the Deadly Snakes. So good. There's, like, I don't know, 16 of them or something ridiculous, including horns and whatnot. They have been broken up for the past, I don't know, like 10 years or something, but very, very killer. That song Gore Vale is actually about suicide, which is quite sad, but I, from what I understand, all the guys are still around, so there you go. The Deadly Snakes, a lot of their stuff, now that song is kind of mellow, a lot of their stuff is very garage rocky, very in that vein, very much in that vein. And there you go. Now, speaking of Toronto, we heard Peaches. I hardly ever play Peaches. I feel like, you know what? I saw Peaches in Vancouver. I'm not making this up. In, like, I want to say 1998 at, God, where was it? It was at the Piccadilly. Yeah, the Pick. And I was, like, hanging out in the bathroom with her. This is before she was, like, huge, because she's huge. And she, at that time, especially earlier on, was a mostly, like, indie rapper. That was it. Which, you know, I guess she still is. And we heard the song Dumb Fuck from the record Rub, which was released in 2015. Handsome Furs we heard in there before that with a song Cannot Get Started. That's such a good song. From their 2007 record Plague Park. And then so I played us four songs. Sore Points, they are a local band. The record we heard that song Still Standing off of is their first, it's their demo. It's actually a demo. And yeah, you've got some local dudes that everybody knows, whatever, playing in that band. And they're really good. I've never seen them live, but I should. They're pretty intense sort of punk rock and roll, if that makes sense. All right, 6:55. My name is Anita B. I am here with you all until 8. My show's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I am on track with my Canadian format tonight. So I'm going to get us through to 8 o'clock, probably playing all Canadian music. Speaking of which, coming up right now, I'm going back 21 years ago. This shouldn't seem like such a surprise, really, because I do that quite often. I'm going to play us some Eric's Trip. Good old Eric's Trip. Those guys, if you know nothing about Eric's Trip, let me tell you, they're from Moncton, New Brunswick. They were sort of lumped in with that whole Halifax music scene in sort of the early 90s, early to mid 90s. Halifax pop explosion. That was sort of, so basically, as you may or may not recall, because you could be born in 1990, which is not uncommon, or 91, or 95. Anyways, back sort of around 89, you know, 88, you had the start of the whole Seattle scene, right? You had, like, of course, Nirvana and Soundgarden, etc. And after sort of as at the peak of all that stuff going on, Halifax started doing its own thing as well. It wasn't a conscious effort, if you know what I mean, but they started getting noticed by a lot of record labels and a lot of people around North America as having a very vibrant scene. And this band, Eric's Trip, was the very first band that Sub Pop picked up out of Halifax. There were other bands such as Jale, Jennifer, hold on, how was that? That stands for Jennifer, Allison, Laura, and Eve. I can't believe I remember that acronym. Those girls, they were picked up by Sub Pop. So was Hardship Post. So Seattle was touted as kind of like the next Seattle. Did I say Seattle was Halifax? Yeah. Sorry. So Eric's Trip. So this record, Purple Blue, is my very favorite Eric's Trip record. And we're going to hear the song 16 Hours. Such a great one. And I think that's all I need to tell you. The time is 6:57. I'll come back with some weather and some more Canadian music, of course. This is Eric's Trip on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
jusqu'au bout du rail. Et les cœurs de neige et les âmes de corail. Ici je reviens comme une rafle incendiaire. Tu l'aimes, le tremblement et la nuit sera claire. J'ai couru quatre chants.
All right, that right there was the Montreal band Les Breastfeeders. Yes, that's what they are called. L-E-S, Breastfeeders, plural. And, of course, they are French. They're Francophone. That song that we just heard is called, let's take a look here, 400 Millies. I don't know how to pronounce it. I'm not good with French, so... 400 M-I-L-L-E-S. Does that mean miles? I don't know. But anyways... You can find that off their 2011 record, Dans la Gueule du Jour. Dans la Gueule? I don't know. Dans la Gueule du Jour. I took French up until the ninth grade, until the end of the ninth grade, as a matter of fact. and I respect it. I'm not good with languages. And, my favorite moment of being a substitute teacher with a Vancouver school board was getting a call out. This is when I first started back in, like, I don't know, 2000 and when I first started subbing. 2002? 2003? 2004, around those years. I got a call out to sub for a grade 11, like, French immersion class. Like, I'm like, what? Okay. So I did. Had no clue what I was doing, of course. And in that situation, you just find a total keener kid who's happy. And you're like, and you're honest. You're like, am I really good with your language? So can you help? And this kid, like, totally took over the class. She was so great. And she was, like, so happy and so proud. And it was like a win-win. I gave her shining moment to do the thing, and I just kind of sat back. So there you go. Anyways, that was Les Breastfeeders. Can't even pronounce it properly. Now, before that, we heard something from the local band Tough Age with the song Coffin Foam from their Mint record that was self-titled. So there, and that was released a few years ago. Yeah. Eric's Trip was in there before that with my favorite Eric's Trip song, 16 Hours. From their 96 record on Sub Pop, Purple Blue. What can I tell you about Eric's Trip that I already haven't? Julie Dwaran, speaking of French people. Because did you know that the province of New Brunswick is the only officially bilingual province in Canada? Yeah, whatever. Anyways, Julie Dwaran, she's had herself a full-on solo career since 1999. And I gotta say, I love Eric's Trip, but never got into Julie Dwaran. I don't know. It's just too folksy for me. I don't know. I find it quite not exciting. All right, so that's that. The time is 7:10. You are listening to CITR, and weather. Yeah, that's what we're doing. That's what I'm doing. Today is already May 4th. Happy Mercury out of retrograde, people. Yes. So for the past three or so weeks, Mercury has been in what astrologers, and I suppose astronomers as well, refer to as a retrograde motion, which means in relation to the Earth's orbit around the sun, it appears that it is going backwards from us. And when that happens... Since Mercury is the ruler of communications, etc., things are supposed to be going sort of backwards and a little, you know, wacky. And I had some situations And in particular, they say technology is a target of being, you know, messed up. And so I had a situation where, yeah, I had a file, it wouldn't save, and then this and that, and then everything fell apart. And I tried two or three times, and but whatever, that's it. So I'm glad it's out of retrograde. They also say that when Mercury is in retrograde, if you don't know this already, retro, R-E, they say that you're supposed to redo a lot of things. Redo, revisit, re-this. Everything's, your thinking is often focused on the past. And they also say that past lovers and acquaintances will pop into your life in this phase. And for myself, that has happened. In a previous Mercury retrograde, I had two guys come back. Of course, I didn't take them back. I was like, screw you. but anyways, so there you go. So that's the Mercury retrograde. It's over. Thank goodness. Yeah. All right. So that is, I don't know why I'm telling you all that. Maybe because I saw the date. Today's May 3rd. So tomorrow means it is May 4th and tomorrow's Thursday. Now, according to the weather network here in front of me, the high, you're not going to believe this, is 22 degrees Celsius here in Vancouver. That does not seem correct because currently it's like 10 degrees Celsius. Let me just double check the temperature right now. It says it's 13. Earlier, I noticed that it was 10. And it is brutal and it's dark and it's rainy and disgusting. Ugh. So it says tomorrow it's going to be mostly sunny and 22, which is 70 degrees Fahrenheit, folks. So I don't know. And then I was like, that has to be a typo, because the next day it says, which is typical, it goes back down to 14 on Friday and it's black. It just shows a big black cloud with rain. And then into the weekend, it does look nice. It looks like it's nice, but cool. So Saturday and Sunday, highs of 12 and 15 and sun. So I had to double check. I was like, that can't be right. Thursday, it's got to be a typo. And I checked a couple more sites and it says anywhere from 17 to 22. All the other sites say 22. So I don't know. All right. So that's good. I feel like I've been misled. I've been led on by so many things in my life lately. I don't believe anything. I'm just like, I don't know. Until it happens, I don't believe anything. What time is it? 7:13. All right. That means I have 47 more minutes with you lovely folks. Hey, we're going to listen to a band that's local. They are called White Lung. They've been around for a pretty long time. And I'm going to play us something from their record that was released 3 years ago called Deep Fantasy. We are going to hear the song. Oh, what do I have for us here? Oh, yeah. Wrong Star. Speaking of astrology. Yeah, Wrong Star. I am a big astrology nerd, if you couldn't tell already. Am I going to play us that song? Let's just make sure it works. Not working. Maybe Mercury's not quite out of retrograde. How about I play us the song? Oh, let me try that again. Why is that not working? Huh. That's weird. Let me try another song. Maybe this will work. Nope, that's not working either. Okay, let me try another song off a different record. How about I play us the song Below from their most recent release, which is Paradise. How does that sound? Yeah, okay. Yeah, so CITR is the place you're at. 101.9 FM, Vancouver. White Lung.
You are never safe from your
Estorino's is located off Commercial Drive in the heart of East Vancouver. It's run by the Britannia Community Center and is available to rent for anyone. Some of its features include tall ceilings, wood floors, accessible bathrooms, a stage, and a PA. Estorino's is an accessible space and centrally located. It's ideal for any type of rehearsal, information session, dance classes, arts and craft sales, rummage sales, community events, and of course, shows and dancing.
Check out BritanniaCenter.org and the Facebook search Estorino's, or contact Maddie Harris by email at maddiefromlife@gmail.com to learn more.
I remember you, the best friend of a girl I dated. I'm the guy that you forgot you hated. See what's going on. She moved to Montreal and found religion with some creepy pastor. If you see her, could you maybe ask her about my Barney shirt? We had lots of fun while you grimaced from the side.
All right. Can you all hear me? Oh, shoot. Okay, hold on. Okay, sorry about that. I just put on the wrong headphones. Okay, let me tell you who we just heard. That, of course, was Chicks Dig It with the song Paints Her Toenails from the record Pink Razors. Now I'm stopping to talk to you all because I want you to know that Chicks Dig It are playing with the Smugglers. So more notably, the Smugglers are actually they're getting together. They are getting together to play a show. They're reuniting. I'm looking at my calendar here. I want to say it's like a week from this weekend. Let me just double check my phone. I put it in my phone. So it is. Yeah, it's the 13th. Okay. So I have tickets. You should have tickets. It's going to be the most fun you have ever had. Ever. If you've never seen the Smugglers, oh my God, well then you need to go. If you have seen the Smugglers, you understand your need to be there as well. And maybe you need to go even more, because if you've had a taste of the Smugglers live, then you've hit, you know, Nirvana, rock and roll Nirvana. So the Smugglers are a band formed in West Vancouver, I want to say around 93. I'm lying. Maybe like 1990. They were in high school. 1989. 88 maybe. They were super young. And Grant Lawrence, of course, who's Mr. CBC extraordinaire today, of course, is the lead singer of the Smugglers. And they were on Mint Records. They are on Mint Records. And garage rock, just perfection. The best live show, as I mentioned. So they're coming. So come see them. See them at the Commodore, of all places. Awesome. And Chicks Dig It are opening, as well as Needles and Pins. Oh, wait a second. Am I crazy? I think also the Muffs are opening. I think. Let me just confirm this. If that's the case, I might actually have an aneurysm at this show. That's going to be so crazy. Let me confirm. Anyways, I've got a song for us right now. It is The Smugglers' Rosie from their record Rosie. That was released in 2000 on Mint Records, of course. So here we are. I think we're ready. The time is 7:24 and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
to know how we keep starting fires. It's my desire. It's my desire. Danger, danger. High voltage. When we touch. When we kiss.
Danger, danger. It's high voltage.
When we touch. When we kiss. When we touch. Danger, danger. High voltage. When we touch. When we kiss. Danger, danger. High voltage. When we touch. When we kiss.
When we touch.
When we kiss. Lover.
I was a prisoner.
Cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my drink. It made me lie, steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
Contact Cocaine Anonymous toll-free by calling 866-662-8444. 8300 or find them online at ca-bc.ca.
All right, CITR is the station you are listening to. That right there was, what do we got there? Dead Ghosts with the song, oh yeah, such a good song. Let's take a look here. Rocky Says, Rocky Said. Rocky Said. And that, of course, R-O-K-Y, the reference being Rocky Erickson from 13th Floor Elevators. Such a great song. Rocky Said. All right, and you can find that off the record, Can't Get No. Those guys are local, and they've been around for a little while. So good. Such good, good old garage rock, surfy garage rock. Before that, we heard something from Sloan, of all people. I went back to Twice Removed from their 1994 record, put out on David Geffen, so DGC, I guess. Yeah, my God, remember when that label was around? I think they put out, let's see. What? Like, I'm just trying to think. Sonic Youth? And I'm trying to think what other records. Maybe Weezer back in at that era? Yeah. All right, we heard their song, Deeper Than Beauty, one of my favorites. Okay. And then before that, we heard... So I've been playing all Canadian music, so that's the theme of my show. I played one band out of Detroit because I figured, well, they're close enough. They're kind of honorary Canadians. That's the band Electric Six with the song Danger, High Voltage from their 2003 record Fire. And you can also find that song on the soundtrack to Diary of a Wimpy Kid. And I happen to be a mom, the mom of kids who love that stuff, Diary of a Wimpy Kid stuff, like the movies and the books. And I have to say, the movie is actually super amazingly good. It's actually super funny. I quite like the band. What are they called? Loaded Diaper. That's a great band. That's what's his name? The older son, the teenage son's band. Oh my God, my kids got me so into those movies. So if you're a parent and or not even a parent, you will laugh. It's actually pretty funny. Greg is the main character. And what's his brother's name now? The Loaded Diaper drummer brother. Oh God, I should know this. He's so funny. Okay, anyways, enough about Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Okay, is it 7:39? Look at that. It is 7:39, and I have 21 more minutes until McConan is on with his show, Mixed Cassette. So hang tight, folks. Now I have some more Canadian music for us. This is a band called Strange Things, and they are a four-piece. Most notably, the lovely Robin plays bass in the band. She is in the band Fashionism. I'm trying to think. I think she might be in another band currently now, too. But these guys are very, I'm playing a lot of garage rock tonight. Very psychedelic, sort of psychedelic. There we are. So we're going to hear something from their record released just this year. It's self-titled, and the song is called Waiting for Something to Change. And the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
To all the things that are wrinkled palms when she asks for a dime. To survive is what you wanted. A decent life, a decent life. But I feel the same. No, I feel the same. In the light of a thousand miles, gentlemen in their paper bag crowns, one palm up and the other one down. Decent life is what you wanted. A decent life, a decent life.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there is a band I rarely play, Hot Panda, with the song Be Prepared to Stop. It's off their new record, which is entitled Bad Pop, which is released independently. Yeah, they used to be on Mint Records, and it appears that they no longer are. Let me take a look here. Let me just double check. Yeah, there we go. Now, the band is comprised of Chris Connolly, Catherine Hiltz, and Aaron Clausen, and they are local. They're a local band. All right, before that, we heard another local band, Adrian Teacher and the Subs. The song we heard there is I Feel the Same, and the record that you can find that on is called Terminal City, which is new, very new. Now, Strange Things, not Stranger Things, like the TV show, but Strange Things was the band that started that set off. Another local band with a song Waiting for Something to Change off of their most recent release just this year of the same title, so Strange Things. The time is 7:54, and I'm going to bid you all adieu. I will be back in 2 more weeks. At that point, let me just take a look at the calendar. How are we doing? I'm very fascinated with time and timelines. Okay, so today's the 3rd. When I will be back, it'll be the 17th and then the 31st. I'm just checking because I'm going to be away for the full summer, so all of July and August, maybe into September. So there you go. I'm going to leave us with I think maybe my most favorite musician ever. That would be Tom Petty. Love Tom Petty. If you don't know me, or if you do know me, you have to know that I'm a giant, giant Tom Petty fan. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers in particular. We're going to hear something from, I believe it was their 3rd record, Long After Dark. I believe it was their 3rd record. Let me just double check. Damn the Torpedoes was the 2nd. The first one was self-titled. I think I have this straight. Anyways, Long After Dark. No, I lied. I just looked it up. It's the 5th record. They've released so many. Yeah, so we're going to play one of my favorite songs by those guys, Change of Heart. Now, you are listening to a college radio station, I understand, so you very rarely will hear bands like Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, but if I'm at the helm, you will. So here we are. This, of course, is Change of Heart, and the lyrics are kind of... I like Tom Petty's lyrics. His lyrics are mostly love based, and he's a deep feeler. If you know his lyrics, his songs, his stuff is pretty emotional, and I love it. This song is slightly, I don't want to say it's cutting. He has a few songs that are quite cutting. This one though is borderline. It's I'll Get Over You. Yeah, it won't take long. I'll get over you. It won't take long. Okay, I promise to stop singing. It was not very attractive. You guys are all already over me. Don't want to hear that. Okay, I'm going to stop talking finally. Here we go. This is Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers with Change of Heart on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Oh, and stick around for McConan. He's on very soon with his show Mixed Cassette.